In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is it possible that nightclubs could be places of healthy entertainment? Let's hear 10 ways that nightclubs can be healthier and more respectful of human dignity. Eliminate alcoholic beverages. Verify that no drugs circulate. Decrease the volume of the music. Use less constant and hypnotic lights. Play less repetitive music and have less exciting or erotic dances. If possible, let the music be live. Anticipate closing at a time that allows healthy rest. Eliminate vulgar items. Introduce nice games and propose group dances to socialize. Establish moments of pause so that you can talk and rest. A well-known priest recommends, "It would be necessary to recover those parties from not so many years ago, although many are unaware of them, which are celebrated in the house of one's own parents or those of a friend, under bright lights and wonderful. With an attentive older person who discreetly accompanies them to ensure proper behavior. In the nightclubs of these days, the opposite happens. Perhaps some privileged person, perhaps a very naive or very silly person, can spend a night dancing and drinking without offending God. But the easiest and most common is the opposite." The nightclubs, where it is almost impossible to speak, encourage a type of expression based solely on physical contact, vibration, and instincts stimulated by sound and darkness, if not by alcohol and drugs. This is already undermining modesty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.